You're listening to SBS News.
The pandemic has pushed international diplomacy online. World leaders have been engaging in important discussions via video conferencing. But Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison is heading to the UK for a series of face-to-face global talks. He's characterised them as some of the most important meetings of his time in power.
Our challenge is nothing less than to reinforce, renovate and buttress a world order that favours freedom.
He'll be swapping wintry Canberra for the Cornish Riviera in the United Kingdom. There, the beachside scene at Cornwall is the setting for the G7 Plus leaders' meetings. Australia is not formally a part of the G7 grouping, which includes seven of the world's wealthiest countries: Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the UK and the United States. But the Prime Minister has been invited for the third year running as a special guest, along with the leaders of South Korea and South Africa. The invitation was also extended to India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who declined attending in person as his country continues to grapple with the COVID outbreak there. Scott Morrison's most important engagement at the summit will be on the sidelines. At the top of the list will be a bilateral meeting with the United States President Joe Biden. He's also expected to hold formal one-on-one talks with South Korean President Moon Jae-in and Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga.
Accelerating trends are working against our interests. The Indo-Pacific region, our region, is the epicentre of renewed strategic competition. And the risks of miscalculation and conflict are very present and growing.
The military build-up in the South China Sea and disruption to trade are among key areas of concern.
We need all nations to participate in the global system in ways that foster development and cooperation. Australia stands ready to engage in dialogue with all countries on shared challenges, including China, when they're ready to do so with us.
Australia will lobby G7 nations to reinstate a penalty system through the World Trade Organization for coercive behaviour. The Prime Minister will also provide cosy support for the US moves to further investigate the origins of the pandemic. But on climate policy, analysts are predicting face-to-face talks could get uncomfortable. Professor Frank Dotso is at the Australian National University Centre for Climate and Energy Policy.
So climate change is no longer a standalone issue or standalone negotiation between nations. It is actually one of the top shelf issues that nations interact on. And anything that happens or doesn't happen on climate policy will always be seen in the context of other issues that matter, other issues that countries interact on.
The Prime Minister is still not making a firm commitment to net zero emissions by 2050, but now clearly acknowledges that's the path the world is travelling.
It's not about if, it's or when. It's about protecting and advancing Australia's interests in a new net zero global energy economy.
The Dalai Lama is among 126 international Nobel laureates who've now penned a letter to the G7 leaders warning time is running out. Professor Jotso has further warned that if other nations decide to impose financial penalties against those who don't have strong enough targets in the short term, Australia could be in a difficult and expensive position.
It will be a very different picture if and when carbon tariffs become the norm for many countries. And it's a very tempting thing for countries to do, countries that have meaningful climate change policy for their own domestic industries, in contrast to Australia. And so it would be quite a logical development for many countries around the world to institute border carbon tariffs. And if such were to be the case, then that would be a very significant issue for Australia.
The Federal Opposition Leader, Anthony Albanese, maintains the Prime Minister is being held back from taking stronger action because he doesn't have enough power to overrule those inside the Liberal National Government who are lobbying for continuing reliance on fossil fuels.
Every state and territory has a commitment of net zero by 2050. This is a circumstance whereby Scott Morrison is increasingly isolated, and that's because he can't get agreement from his own party.
The Prime Minister will also travel to London, where he'll hold talks with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. The pair have foreshadowed an in-principle free trade agreement, but British farmers are worried that any concessions to allow more Australian imports will set a precedent for negotiations with other nations. On the way to the G7, there'll be a stopover in Singapore for a brief leaders' engagement, heavily weighted towards dealing with regional security. Scott Morrison will also travel to France for talks with Emmanuel Macron, intending to impress upon the French leader the importance of the multi-billion dollar contract for Australia's next submarines. French company Naval Group has been contracted to build them, but the project is being scrutinised by federal politicians who are concerned that commitments made to spend money with local suppliers in Australia have not materialised. Alan Lee, SBS News.